three young Hadza kids then lead Anne and I up to one of the ridges overlooking the Barai floodplain. There's no sign of human life, save smoke curling up from our campfire. The Hadza are invisible in the dry bushland. That morning, Hashi had told us that some elephant had passed within 200 yards of our camp during the night. We decided to investigate.
So we're sitting on top of a lava ridge looking down onto the Barai River. So you can see those big fever trees on either side of the river. And that's where you get the buffalo. In our camp, you can see down there that expanse of brown. In the middle of the trees there, you can see the smoke curling up from our campfire. But the plants up here on the ridge are really different. Because this is, we're sitting on lava. All these rocks here, it's weathered lava, which has come down from the Oldiani Mountain. So the plants here don't get much water and the soil's not very good. So these tall spiky plants are the wild sisal. And that's what Olduvai Gorge is named after. Because Olduvai is a key Maasai word meaning sisal, a place of sisal. These plants, I mean, they can kill a dog. A dog runs into these really sharp leaves. I mean, they're not even leaves, they're like rubber spears. And then you've got these shrubby trees around us too, with small leaves and lots of thorns. Nini? Ieno nyesha sekondi. This is quite a good place up here for getting fruits and tubers. We've passed a few of the fruit trees. I'll get Sabina to say the name. Tumeona?
Eh?
Kluhwayabe?
Kluhwayabe.